Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Brandon Muhammad from the Department of Synagogue Initiatives, filling in for Rabbi Naftali Herman this week. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the seventh day of the month of Adar here in the United States, and already Yom Rivi in Eretz Israel. We are so thankful to Hashem that all of the hostages from October 7th have finally been brought home, and we continue to pray for everyone else who needs health and blessings in any way. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Shlomo Krasner from Congregation Shomrei Israel in Poughkeepsie, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Krasner's remarks, we will recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 121, and 130. Followed by Achenu in both Hebrew and English, and then the Misha Berach for the Chayalim, and concluding with the Misha Berach Lecholim for those who are sick or ill or injured, at which point Rabbi Krasner will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim reminder email, you can subscribe at any time at ou.org/Tehillim call. That's T-E-H-I-L-L-I-M-C-A-L-L. One more time, that's ou.org/T-E-H-I-L-L-I-M-C-A-L-L. Bechavod. With great honor, Rabbi Krasner.
Thank you, Brandon. I want to thank Rabbi Herman, Brandon Muhammad, and the entire staff of the OU for all that they do for Klal Yisrael. I'm also honored to speak the day after Rabbi Eisenman, who's my Rav when I lived in state, and whom I owe a debt of gratitude. You know, today is Zayin Adar, a week before Purim, and similar to in the days of old, Persia's again in the news with their threats against the Jewish people. And I was thinking perhaps we could draw some chizuk and direction from the Purim story to assist us in overcoming the Hamans in our generation, and perhaps the bumps in our personal lives as well. We know the holiday is called Purim. It's a reference to the lot that Haman cast. The purpose of calling this miracle and the holiday after the lots is to show how Hashem was pulling the strings all along, how he was the one who had set the day to fall out at a time that would give the Jewish people ample time to come back to Hashem in order to reverse the Nahapuch and switch over the decree in their favor. Yet the question arises, why would Haman and Amaleki, who believed in zero spirituality, why would he cast lots to pick a day? Megillah tells us the reason. It was the Humam Ula Abdam, to confound and to destroy. Haman was so evil, he didn't only want to just kill out the Jewish people. He wanted Lahuman to savor it, to watch the Jewish people suffer. He had a struggle. He could not pick out a date, for he couldn't figure out what would be the best day for both of these objectives. So he cast lots so that he wouldn't need to choose that specific date, for he wanted to gain to watch the Jewish people suffer as well. So what power did the Jewish people have to defeat such hatred? The Gemara in Megillah tells us that Mordechai was teaching the children the mitzvah of Omer, to which Haman himself realized that the Omer, the handful of flour, the first handful of flour that was brought in the beginning of the year, was stronger than all that Haman himself stood for. The Omer in itself, it's only a handful of flour that the entire Jewish people chip in for. But it's so much more than that. It is akin to a child coming home from school and telling his parents, "Mommy, Daddy, we had a party today and there was a lot of candy. But I saved it because I want you to have the first candy." There's nothing sweeter than that. When each year Hashem gives us our grain, our sustenance, and we bring that handful, and as the Gor Aryeh explains, we bring it as an adav, we bring it as a present to Hashem. We say, "Thank you for all that you've given to us." The closeness that that brings us to Hashem, that gratitude, has the power to overthrow all evil. When a child says thank you to a present that the parents give them, it creates a warm feeling, and the parent is inclined to give more. When we thank Hashem for the miracles, both the large ones and the small ones, in our lives, it sets the stage for more miracles, both large and small. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that when one neglects to make a blessing on food, it withholds blessings from the Jewish people, which seems to likewise indicate that when one shows gratitude to Hashem, even for just the food they eat, that gratitude brings blessings to the Jewish people. Gratitude to Hashem is one of the strongest and most powerful weapons that we have to defeat evil. When we thank Hashem for the huge Purim miracle, and we thank Hashem for the meal we enjoyed, when we acknowledge and thank Hashem for all the miracles of the past 2 years, where you can see the hands of Hashem setting it up, lining each event at the exact time that they did, in order for us to have victories. We acknowledge and thank Hashem for the little miracles in our lives, the miracles of the everyday and in everyday. Our Father in heaven will continue to shower us with more miracles. And one more miracle that we have to thank Hashem on Purim, and that is the Purim miracle of our modern era. And that is the miracle of the doctor's plot. Stalin has set up a plot to kill out all the Jews in the USSR. He had tortured a few doctors to admit that they were poisoning various government and political officials. And he had likewise tortured various rabbis, Jewish leaders, to ask for the Tsarist Russia and their kindness to send the Jews to a place where there would be no anti-Semitism. He had set up the trains to send the entire Jewish people of the USSR to a wasteland, there'd be no food and no warmth, to kill out like Haman, to wipe them out in one day. And yet on Purim itself, when some of his advisors asked him to rethink it, and he said, no, we will continue and we will wipe out the Jews, at that moment, he suffered a major stroke, which he died a few days later. When we acknowledge all of the goodness of Hashem, that is when Hashem continues to give us goodness. When we acknowledge all the miracles of Hashem, Hashem is inclined to give us more miracles. May Hashem send us miracles soon, as large as the Purim miracle, as large as the recent Purim miracle. And may Hashem bless His children with peace. And continue with Tehillim, chapter 20. L'natzeach nizmo l'David, Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, U'metzion yisbateka, Yizkor kol minchosecha, V'olacha yidash nesela, Yitein lecha chil v'vecha, V'cho atzascha yimalei, Nirana v'yishu asecha, V'shem Eloheinu nitzgo, Yimalei Adonai kol mishal asecha, Ata yadati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho, Yaneh mishmei kadsho, Bigburos yesha yimino, Ela v'recha v'yela v'susim, V'anachem v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, Hema karvina falva nachu kamim and sodad. Adonai Hoshia hamelch ya'anenu v'yom kareinu. Tehillim Kuf Chafalas, Psalm 121. Shir lamalos esa einai el heharim me'ayim yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shamayim va'aret. Al yitain lamot raglecha al yonon shomrecha. Hine lo yonam v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tocha yad yidecha. Yomam Hashem ashleye kekavirech v'layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor znashecha. Adonai yishmor tseisav o'echa, me'ata v'yad olam. Tehillim 130. Shir hamalos mimamakim kursicha Adonai. Adonai shim avikoli, tien aznecha kashuvot v'kol tachanunai. Im avanos tishmar ya, Adonai mi amod, ki imcha haslicha l'man tivarei. Ki visi Adonai kisan avshiv, lidvaro hocholti, Nafshi Badunami Shamin La Boker Shamin La Boker. Echel Yisrael Eladunai Kimatna Chesed Vardei Mosidus. Who is this? Is tell me, call of Mosav. Achinu, we ask Hashem for all of our salvations. Achinu, call base Israel, Hansunim, the Tar, the Shivya, Hondim, Bain, Bayam, Uvain, Bea, Basha, Mukum, Yerachim, Bahem, Yusem, Yitzar, Lervacha, May Fela, Ligor, Mishiba, Ligula, Ashtabag, Ozman, Karid, Vinomar, Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or on land, may the all present have compassion on them, lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. Yishaber Chayei Tzahal, a prayer for the Israel's defense forces. Mishaber Achavuseinu Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Yivarchis Chayalei Tzva Haganaz Yisrael Vanshei Kochos Habitachon Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Tenu Horei Elohinu Migvol Havono Vamidbar Mitzrayim Mehayam Hagadol Alavo Harava Uvachol Mokom Shehim Vayabasha Bavir Vayam Yitain Adonai Esayfenu Hakamim Olenu Nigafim Lefnehem Kosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yatzos Chayalun Mikol Tzorvet Tzuka Mikol Negel Machala Yishach Barach Avasach B'chol Maseh Yedehem Yad Bir Soneinu Tachsehem Yad Kein B'chesu Yishuo V'ateres Nitzachon V'yikriyan Behem HaKosov Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ha'oleichem Lachem V'yilachem Lachem Im Oyveichem L'shiyeschem V'numar Amen. And Mishaberach Lachon Mishaberach Avasenu Avnisak Biyakov Moshe Varn Tov Shlomo Hu Yivarchu Rates Afolin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimal Yirachim Aleihem Lachlilum Larpam Lachazkam Lachayosam Yishlach Lahem Et Meher Fushlem In HaShemayim Kol Avrim Zuchol Gidem Sashach Alei Yisrael Fus Nefesh Fus Agof HaShabag Ozman Kariv V'nomar Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Krasner. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. Rabbi Herman will be back on next week, Yimer Sashem, on Monday. And I would also like to thank our colleague Rebecca Levy for all her help coordinating the call. For us here at the Daily Shalom Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Israel Time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer, together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Kol Yisrael around the world. Have a great day.